Hello, welcome to Pint Size Distant Pod. Every Sunday, we're going to be bringing you something from the Distant Pod archives. We've gone back through all of the episodes of the Socially Distant Sports Bar so far, and we've found what we think are some of the funniest bits. So, if you like what you listen to over the next few minutes, then have a look on the episode description, because there'll be the episode number that this comes from in there, which means it makes your journey easier. You can then go off and listen to the whole episode either again or for the first time. If you're a new listener, this is quite a good way of getting into our archives. If you have been with us from episode one, it's a nice way of getting yourselves back into some of the old episodes as well. Sit back, relax, and enjoy this little snippet from the Socially Distant Sports Bar, our Distant Pod pint size episodes.
Because I remember Brett Johns, the MMA fighter.
Yeah.
You know, he was having to fit in all of his runs and stuff in that hour of exercise a day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love Brett. I've met him a few times. He's a lovely bloke.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, he's such a nice man.
Brett is, he's one of the, he used to have season tickets just in front of me and my mates for Wales games.
And every, oh, did he?
Yeah, and every
yeah,
time
I've you seen would, him at the Swans a few times.
Every time you would come in, looking immaculate, pair of yeah. shorts, socks, you know, halfway up his calves, Adidas shoes on, bucket hat on, and
yeah, he loves it.
You don't feel any tougher in life than when a UFC fighter goes, "All right, Steph," and sits down.
Yeah, like, yeah, yeah.
Yes, I'm with Brett.
I went to watch the Swans at Millwall a couple of seasons ago. I think that was the first time I met him. And he introduced himself to me. And all the Millwall fans were calling us wankers and all that kind of stuff and doing the slitting throat gesture. I thought, I think I'm all right.
I'm safe.
Fred Johns. Yeah. I think I'm okay. Try it.
Go on.
Go on then. Try it.
My mate will get you in a chokehold in 3 minutes.
Do you want
must
to submit?
Be, must be nice to be like bulletproof hard, you know what I mean? Like proper.
Oh, God, yeah.
Yeah.
I used to like a scrap in a game of rugby, but I mean, I'm talking about proper hard.
Well, it's the Fight Club thing, isn't it? Of walking into a room and assessing who you could have and who you couldn't have in the room.
Yeah.
Yeah. I do that now still.
Yeah, same here. It's bad, isn't it? It's pathetic.
Yeah, it's great. It's good, isn't it? I go to gigs and I go, yeah, you three. I'll take the three of you and one go. Come at me.
Do you say this out loud?
Yeah. Yeah, I do that at soft play as well.
that kid there.
Look at the other dads.
He looks tired, I can have him.
Yeah.
Knocking out a dad at soft play.
He's brilliant.
He's drinking a Cortado, the fanny.
I'll have him.
Wallop.
Natural, isn't it?
What, attacking tell people you what. For the coffee choices?
Some bloke, they say, oh yeah, I'll change him. Yeah, I'll be back in 5 minutes. Follow him to the disabled toilet. Fucking come on in.
Just smash his face into the sink.
Fucking come on in.
Ellis is not welcome back at Coconuts.
Oh my God. Yeah. Well, they at the soft play centres in West Wales, especially in Llanelli, they play hard house, sort of get to go in. It's a nightclub.
Like he's not in Swansea. There'd be some bloke with his dick out dancing around the place as well.
Yeah, I was at Fox Tots the other day. So
Fox Tots?
Kick someone's head in at yeah. Fox Tots.
I was a bounce. Couple of blokes got a bit fucking chopsy and bounce.
Chopsy. You did what at Fox Tots? He was looking at me.
Have you ever taken out a kid in one of those places by accident or on purpose following your kids around?
I tell you what, I've done this worse than that. Have I mentioned on this show?
Oh God.
Oh my God.
I was talking about colliding with a small child and you've done something worse.
I was at that park near, it's past Merthyr.
Okay.
There's a really good park there, right? Okay. But at the moment, because of when, before the last set of lockdowns, it was sort of, they could only have a certain amount of kids there any one time. So you put your name down when you get there. We went, did the walk and come back in 45 minutes. It was our turn to go in the park. It was all good. And there's one of those big sort of tree houses there. One of those spiral, you know, the enclosed like tube slides?
Yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah.
There's one of those there. Yeah. So Ellie, my little girl's in there and Ben's doing his thing. And she's at the top of that slide. Now I can't see, right? All I can see is, I saw her walk up into this tree house.
And then, God, I know what you're going to do.
And then she's going, I said, Ed, are you up there? Yes, Dad. I said, OK, well, come down when you're ready, babe. I'm scared. I said, yeah, don't be scared. I'm down the bottom. Just come down when you're, just tell me when you're going to come down. Well, I get stuck. You won't get stuck. You won't get stuck. I'm down the bottom, babe. I'm down the bottom. OK. I
thought this would be a nice photograph, right? So I straddled the slide bit at the end of it. You know when it goes into an ordinary slide at the end?
Yeah.
I straddled that and I've got my, and I'm wearing shorts.
When you're ready, I'm going to cut. I say, yeah, that's fine.
So I'm standing over the entrance, the bottom entrance, right? In my shorts.
I feel nervous.
And as I see this pair of, so I don't want to get a blurry shot. So as soon as I see the feet, I'll take the yeah. photograph. So this pair of feet shoot down, and I take the photograph. And this girl that isn't my daughter right, stops with her face about 8 inches from my bollocks. Right? And I've just. And I have to go then, Ellie! Like that, right?
You're a love.
She'd fucking walked off. She couldn't face the slide. So she'd walked out the back of this treehouse. So there's no daughter up there. I'm just a bloke in shorts.
Taking photos at slides. Me.
Oh my God.
If they'd decided to do
yeah.
a late night adult version of Mr. Bean, that's the kind of thing he'd do.
It was hilarious, mate, honestly.
Oh my God.
Oh.
Hilarious. Oh, yes, Kelly. Oh, thanks, babe. My second coffee. This is lovely.
An options for change.
Yeah.
Oh, lovely. She'd be watching the great. So what, babe?
Options.
Options, hot chocolate.
Beautiful.
Well, thank you.
Mike looks annoyed.
Have you put... Thank you.
Bye. He's getting very short shrift.
Shut the door, babe. I want to slag you out.
Hope you enjoyed that little extract from our archives of the Socially Distant Sports Bar. We will have another one of these pint-sized distant pods for you next Sunday. What you can do now is scroll through the episode description, find the episode that was from, and disappear off into our archives. Get yourself off on a journey around the Socially Distant Sports Bar.